Welcome to The Barnyard, and I'm your host, The Domino King. Today in The Barnyard, we have a full table, folks. We have actor, director, and owner of 15 Arts Media, Mr. Damian Montgomery. We also have co-owner of Carey Business Solutions and co-owner of Tags B, Mr. Karis Carey. And last but certainly not least, we have Bro Man, but not from the fifth floor, Mr. Derwin Ferguson. Welcome to The Barnyard, guys, and thanks for coming. Now, today is Karis' first time playing dominoes, so bear with him. But beware, beginner's luck is real. Trust me, it's real. Now, let's play some dominoes. All right, so big six to the board. So if you got big six, you're a player. All right. So what you got going on in your life, Daryl?
Man, nothing but taking care of my kids, trying to be a good father.
Yeah, that's all we could do,
the
man.
The government don't favor too much, so I ain't good. Wow. So it don't stop my money from coming in, so.
Most of us.
Hey. Wow. Yeah. A lot of us, it don't stop the money coming in. For a lot of people, it do. Well, more than enough people, it do.
Yeah.
Put it like that.
Yeah.
Most of the people on the low end, that's a little effect, but. Yeah,
government shutdown?
Yeah.
Yeah. But am I wrong for one of So, when you score, you call out your points 15.
Oh, that is a 15.
Yes,
oh,
sir. 15. You got 12 over here.
Excuse us, Kyrie's don't know how to play.
Am I wrong for wanting to go to TSA and get a job after the shutdown? You know what I'm saying? They're going to have openings with all the people that are quitting and stuff.
Them people coming back for their jobs.
Hey, that's the best opportunity right now. The best opportunity.
You sure you not play dominoes?
Yeah.
All right.
I got this.
All right.
I don't.
So I had a quick. So that wasn't a score for you?
Nah.
That wasn't a score.
Because we still going on the 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Smoke, what you got going on in your life?
Steady working on the script for Scattered Part 2. I wanted to start filming this month, but had a lot of stuff going on. So, probably going to start next month.
All right.
Get that out the way. But the script is just about finished. Submitted it to a whole lot of people. The film is going to play in Atlanta in April. So, at the Atlanta Film Fest. So, I get a chance to at least have some kind of hope and dream that I won't be working hard for the rest of my life because I hate 40 hours a week.
Hey, the only way we can get it is by pushing.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not for me, man. Not 40 hours a week.
And if y'all haven't checked out Scattered, you got to get on the board first.
What you mean?
All right, I'll just let you pass with that five.
What you talking about, get on the board?
It's 10 to get in.
10 to get in.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's cool. That's cool.
All right, we'll let it go this time.
No. We'll play right this time.
I tell you the rules.
10 to get in.
10 to get in.
So you ain't say that.
I ain't say that. That's why I'm letting you go, because I ain't say it.
Oh, you going to knock me down. You slick, man. That's the case. I should have threw my other. You got that, daddy.
Oh, man. Hey, but y'all check out the first installment of Scattered. So when the second one come out, y'all can already know what's going on.
Yeah. Like I said, of course, I haven't started filming on it yet. And I definitely want you to be in it, man. But you disappeared on me, man.
Man, shit, life is rough.
Okay, well, what's the phone call, man?
Hey.
You touch sideways.
But you go sideways. Hey. I be hitting you up, man.
Man,
I hit you up every time something going on. I got something going on. I hit you up.
You can score with me.
I was in the first Scattered.
Oh, I was in the full five.
And he burnt out.
Okay.
So I let him go. I wasn't gonna chase him. I just let him go. So you know what?
That 10 out of 10.
He'll come back.
Hey, stuff happens, dog. You gotta like.
It's my turn.
I got so much writing. Like I'm writing currently 3 books.
Uh huh.
And it's always in my head, so, and I normally do everything at night, so I sleep most of the days away.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I started doing this, people make me wake up now, so.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. But most of the time, I'm sleeping all during the day, that's why when I hit people back, it's not till the night.
Mm-hmm.
What's
up? What you got going on, brother?
Hey, man, you know, it's We're just about to kick off tax be getting ready for tax season. Mm-hmm. I got our office opening over there on Kirby and Pearland.
All right.
That should be open late February. So, yeah, man, we just grinding.
You about to
y'all hear that, right?
Yeah. I mean, we busy already.
Really?
She at home. She got clients all day today. So, you know, we busy
What's
already.
What's the name of the business?
So, Tax B is a part of Kerry Business Solutions.
Mm-hmm. Tax B, y'all, is going to be on Kirby. And,
it's at Kirby and Country Road.
That's in Pearland.
In Pearland, right.
Yeah. Make sure y'all get out there. You want to get y'all taxes right? She always do it right.
See my cousin every year.
So,
at 10.
Yes, sir. Do you do it too, or is just your wife who do it?
Yeah. I mean, she's the guru, the specialist. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do it as well. Mm-hmm. We just brought back my 19-year-old Trent.
Okay.
He's back. He's learning it. So yeah. You know, yeah, we gotta get him ready.
Trent is back.
All
right.
Take over.
Yeah,
got to mold him.
Yeah, true.
And, your son Jay always got things going
yeah,
on.
Man.
I see he has something going on.
Kerry boy.
I voted for something. I didn't know what I was voting. Jay just go to it and vote. So
yeah,
I voted.
Yeah.
Tell me what was that?
Yeah, right now, you know, he's a big social media influencer out in Hollywood, out in LA. He was selected as one of the top 10 influencers in 2018 by BET. So. They're voting right now for the social media awards, for the BET Social Awards coming up on March 3rd. So if he makes the top five, he'll actually be a part of the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's why we want people to vote for him. I am Kerry Boy. You can go on to BET.com, look up the social awards and vote for him. For
sure. Definitely. Everybody, vote for I am Kerry Boy. We want to see him out there March.
Everything else I can't talk about here.
He had to come in and talk about it himself.
I can't talk about this other stuff.
I think it's your place.
Yeah,
it's me.
Yeah, seems like everybody trying to get to that point, man. Especially like you don't want to be. I mean, you want to do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To put that time in now to go ahead and get it.
Nah, you got
to
count all.
Oh, yeah, count this. So what is this as? Eight? Okay. I might have had some. 8, 18, 17.
Yeah.
But go ahead. We good.
You ain't giving none.
Oh, that's not on purpose.
No.
Shoot.
Shit, I'm trying to ask this.
I'm trying not to get nothing next.
I done forgot all my mathematics. There's too many dots on this damn table.
Oh,
man.
Bro.
Be like that sometimes.
And I don't play with the color ones.
Let me get that 20 out of you, cuz.
All right. Don't do that no more.
Right. So
we'll
talk about some
okay.
sports, man.
Ah,
man.
Oh,
bro.
Speaking
of them Saints
man.
Fans.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
I don't think about no football right now, but
talking about sports hurt, bro. But we can talk about it, man. I'm still drove. I don't watch ESPN. I try not to watch news. If they talk about sports, I turn it off. You know, right now I only watch basketball. So I ain't watching the Super Bowl.
I admit it was a blown call.
It was a blown call.
They should have called it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But they still had a chance. They could have won the game.
That's what
and
I was
all
about
that.
To say. Yeah. They still had a chance to come back and win that game. Man.
Yeah, but you make that call, game over.
No, not necessarily.
Game
man.
Over.
I mean,
they go kneel three times and kick that chip shot same field goal they made.
Man,
game over.
After they made the call. The Saints had ball first in overtime.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying
everybody was just drained and
I'm not saying that they didn't blow the call.
Yeah.
I'm saying that once they blew the call, true enough, you had another opportunity to come out there because now 20. You realize I'm not playing against this team. I'm playing against the refs too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So, but they still had that opportunity to go out there. I'm pretty sure it messed up their psyche or whatnot. But that's what. How can I say
that? It was a combination. Like, they could have called pass interference. They could have called helmet to helmet. And then that, in overtime, when Drew Brees threw the ball, interception.
He didn't even look for the ball.
Yeah.
They could have, at first I thought the ball was tipped.
I thought it was hands to the face.
It was hands to the face. I thought the ball was tipped also, but it never was tipped. So it was illegal contact. No. It was illegal contact down the field and everything. The dude that intercepted the ball, man, it was just. too much, you know. It was missed calls in crucial moments too many times.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I stopped looking at that football stuff when it come down to the Super Bowl.
Politics.
Yeah, when I saw Seattle and New England playing and Marshawn Lynch should have scored that touchdown and won that game, I stopped believing in football, this whole football
stuff. Star politics.
And it's coming from a star football player. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? This man still got records.
Yeah, so I mean, I stopped believing in it, man. I mean, there's no way you can tell me that this man had just drugged three or four people. I had just played.
Oh, you like this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's
you
me.
You passed one time?
I thought it was you. I thought it went around again.
Oh, you back around again?
Nah, it's wait, he first because we all got two. Yeah, so he's the first player.
Yeah, it's all you.
So that's where I'm coming from with it. Once I saw that play right there, I knew right then, man, okay, there's something going on with this stuff.
Yeah.
And this dude had just, Marshawn Lynch had just drug three or four dudes down to the 3-2-yard line.
And you don't give him the ball
no more? Why you don't give him the ball again?
Yeah.
And then you're going to try to throw the ball. At least you could have did a quarterback sneak. And if I was Russell Wilson, I'd have gotten that hood and they would have brought me in to play the pass on the 2-yard line. I'd have changed that play.
Yeah.
You better not.
On the field.
Man, call for that audible. Super Bowl, I'd have changed that play, man.
Call an audible.
I'd have changed that play.
You wouldn't play with that boy like that, man. You better not.
And I definitely understand that, but I still would have changed that play. We trying to win a game. You want some other stuff. You know, what you want to do, win a Super Bowl or blow a Super Bowl like we did?
Yeah.
I mean, he totally blew that, man.
That's true.
So I stopped believing in all that stuff right now. Who's my go?
Yeah.
I got a pass.
Pass.
Yeah.
So that's your last one.
That's it.
You yelling domino. Domino.
Domino.
And you get his money.
You get from the back man.
Get his money.
What you got?
I don't have no money.
Man. Yeah, you got money.
I got no money.
You got six what?
Six four. Six four. Yeah, 10.
There you go. So what I noticed in dominoes. Beginner's luck is real. Beginner's luck is real.
It definitely wasn't any skill, so I'll go with that.
Hey, but it's all counting, you know? Like, I started playing dominoes at the age of, like, six or seven because on my mama's side, it was my Uncle Charles, my great-grandfather, Tatu, and my papa. They just had three players. My two uncles didn't want to play.
Yeah.
Right? So they waited till I got to an age. I was the oldest grandson on that side. They waited till I got to an age to where I could count.
Right.
So once I started counting, they set me at the table. And at first, you know, it's just to have a fourth person at the table.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I started off. And then I started catching on. You know, I want to score and stuff. You know, as the years go by, three, maybe it might have been 3-4 years down the road. Sitting at the table with them at holidays and stuff, I started catching on. I started scoring.
Yeah.
You know, the next thing you know, I'm winning.
Mm-hmm.
Then they stopped me from playing.
I have another topic, man. We could
go ahead
talk about. I wanted to ask, man.
Hold on, wait. You can play anything you want. You domino, so anything you want. If you got, when we say money, it's like tens, five tens. You can score, or if you got a lot of one domino.
So even if it's not the same on both sides, I can play.
You can play anything you want.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Play what he gave me.
Man, I wouldn't play that.
They say
it's
going never domino, but
it'll
we'll be holding truth sometimes.
What was your topic?
My topic was, how do y'all think the shutdown with President Trump and all of this, his wild antics and stuff like that, how do you think that's affecting people who like voted for him and really like stood behind him?
Right? I don't think it's affecting people who voted for him.
I agree with him.
The reality is, I think as far as his base, I don't think they care because the reality was they put him in there just because they were tired of having a black man there. So they wanted the furthest thing from a black man in there. So he played the role throughout that whole election process of being that, which is unlike pretty much anything he played before. In the past, you trying to get into puffy parties. Now you hate black people. So it's like, I don't really understand, but I do understand. Because also, you got to realize for him, he needed a come up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude's broke. So, you know, they can still keep talking about billionaire Donald Trump, but the reality is dude was broke, and it was all going to be a come up. Mm-hmm. And with the money he had been getting from Russia, he had to make some plans.
Okay, so what about the people who have realized, damn, I voted for this dude?
Well, that showed in the midterms.
Some of the people just in denial.
Yeah.
No, that showed in the midterms. I mean, it showed for people who were like, man, forget the electoral process, I'm not voting. Now they like, oh, I got to vote because this foolishness is going on. Mm-hmm. And then for some people who voted for him, they were like, oh, no, it's not worth watching the whole country going in the trash just to have this guy in there.
Make America great right. thing.
Yeah, they were at first. Oh, you get 10 to get in, you said?
No, you in.
Okay.
You in there.
Fine.
But here's something, man. But some of those Trump supporters, they just... their true colors have risen to the surface.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they who they hid all this time.
There was a lot of comfort that started. But the reality is, you know, for me, like I tell people all the time, in these times, it's cool to continue to be disenfranchised in America because none of this shit really have anything to do with us anyway.
Right. And that's
because when you look at the TV, they don't look like us. No. They don't represent us. It's just a bunch of old white people fighting on TV over something that has no bearing on really anybody else's just real life. Who cares if it's a walk?
Right.
It's not going to affect anything. Mm-hmm. People walking in the northern border all day long. I knew people in Detroit who came from Canada and just stayed. Yeah. So it's just like, what's the difference between if it's people coming from Canada chilling out and getting jobs? I know the difference. I'm just saying.
That's
but,
the difference.
You know, that's what we're talking about, though. It's like, so it's all just a game anyway.
Yeah. I heard before Dick Gregory died, man, they had asked him what do he think about it. And he said that. What you mean, think about it? And he was like, well, what are we going to do? He said, you're not going to do nothing.
Nah.
He said, you can't stop your enemy when he's shooting himself in the foot. And that's what I see when I look on TV. I see people exposing the truth of what America really is, man.
Right.
And it's sad because it's always been a cover over it. But now it's blown off.
Yeah, because it's hard to cover it up when the whole world see it. Like when I used to work in Africa, the world news is real different.
Mm-hmm.
The world news is different. Like, you hear all kind of things. Like, when I was in Africa, I heard that the UN was sending people to the U.S. to investigate the United States for racism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know whatever happened to that investigation, because they should have been saying something about it, because this country has turned more racist than anything.
Right.
But, you know, that's the type of things they talk about outside of the U.S., and we don't get that same news. You know, the news we get is based on whoever the likes and Fox or whoever, whatever, you know.
Right.
Like, what's our most accurate news station? CNN?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. CNN, MSNBC, probably. Yeah. CNN is a little... I had an opportunity to watch them all continuously when I was recovering from my surgery.
25.
Yeah. So CNN is just far left.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News is far right. Probably the closest thing you get to the middle would be like MSNBC or something like that. But yeah, CNN and Fox, they just total polar opposites.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I watched Fox News. They don't even mention Roger Stone being arrested. It's like they'll talk about anything else except that. But then CNN, it's the subject the whole day. Mm-hmm. Like it's the end of the Trump regime. You know, it's like so... You never really get any accurate news from either one of them. You're either gonna get far left or you're gonna get far right, but you kinda watch MSNBC and they're like, okay, let's just break it down. They'll have people who will break down the situations and talk about the real legal ramifications of what's going on right now. And the reality is, I mean, they still haven't presented anything that's gonna get them impeached or anything else. It's just a lot of talk. Mm-hmm. Now, do I believe he'll probably eventually quit? Yeah, because that's just the type of dude he is.
No, I don't think he'll quit. I think he'll get to his 4 years and don't get reelected. But
well, we know he's not gonna get reelected. But I'll be surprised if he makes it 4 years.
I think he's gonna. And this is just being honest. I think he's gonna feel the pressure, and I think he's gonna cause something very catastrophic to happen to this country.
No, he ain't got that much power.
No, he ain't gonna do that.
I tell people all the time, it's funny when they say the most powerful man in the world, because really, it's so many checks and balances.
Once I saw he was building like a hotel in Russia.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, he was trying. Yeah, that's what a lot of that was about.
I forgot his name, man.
Putin.
Kumo. What was it?
Chris Kumo.
Yeah, Chris Kumo. He brought it up, had the documentation and everything.
Yeah, well, he talked about it. That's what he was doing.
They say during the whole campaign. Citizenship over there.
Well, I was like, he's basically selling.
He's too soft for Russia, man.
He's soft.
Too soft for Russia. I mean, when you say citizenship, he ain't running to Russia. They real over there, man.
So why he messed up Korea so much?
I don't know. I think he wants that software or something, that money.
I mean, we never know what.
The true game is
that he's playing by continuing to talk to Kim Jong Un, whatever over there.
You trying to pull a Bush, go get all the oil, then when he get tired, he said,
"Ain't no oil in North Korea."
When I'm just saying, he's talking about technology.
Yeah, technology. You know what I'm saying? Korea own everything we got. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shit, so
I thought it was China.
China, yeah.
Well, not North Korea. All of them together. So,
no, they not, like brother. No, they not. I tell you right now, there's no love between North Korea and China.
Yeah, they don't like each other. It's yours.
Okay.
They don't like each other.
Because you passed. Yeah, I was like, okay.
But still, he
got to get used to that playing behind me.
Shoot. That's what happens.
So you got chips, you know?
What about chips? R. Kelly, man.
Oh, man.
I would not watch that, bro.
I didn't watch it either.
No. Oh, yeah, I watched it.
I didn't watch it. I know who R. Kelly is. I know who R. Kelly is.
It's cool to know, but it's another thing. I want to see the extent of it. Especially, I don't have daughters. I got daughters. But to see the extent of it, to fully understand how they've let him. To fully understand what they've let him get away with for years. Mm-hmm. And it's not just him. Trust me. I mean, it's a culture that exists, especially in the entertainment industry. It's a culture that exists, but to watch it and be like, man, it was bananas, man. I watched it because it was like, I needed to know exactly what they're talking about. Because sometimes things can be overblown. Yeah. So I'm going to see, are they overblowing this or is it real? No, this dude is really a pedophile, man. To the highest extent.
But he been a pedophile.
We had the whisperings. But to really sit there and watch how deep it was, man, that's the truth, man.
Another thing too, man, I definitely hold those parents.
Oh, without a doubt.
Fully respectful.
Oh no, yeah, without a doubt. I don't see how you go, and that's what I'm saying. I don't see how you say I went to a concert with my daughter, and I let my daughter, who's a minor, go on stage with R. Kelly.
Not R. Kelly.
And then afterwards, they tell me she can't just walk back off the stage the way she walked on. She has to go through the back. Oh, hell no, she not. She not. First of all, she not going to be up there. But damn sure she not going in the back with him. So it's just, again, like you said, you got to hold these parents responsible.
They can keep trying to cry.
And I just didn't know. You were selling your daughter.
Yeah.
Because you were trying to get a piece of that R. Kelly money. Because everybody knew he was paying, and some people just didn't care.
Somebody asked me on my job what I thought about it, and I said that, well, I hold the parents responsible. And they was like, well, what if that was your daughter? I was like, first of all, it wouldn't be my daughter because there's no. I'm not.
It's locked up.
So all that money is yours, my
it's
brother.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Them chips too.
Where my money at, man? Where my money?
Locked up.
Not on me, man.
Oh man, he locked it up.
I locked it up.
And then they have Lois. I don't know why y'all put them twos out there. You can't just flip them. We gotta,
oh my bad, y'all gotta count them too. Okay.
Where I'm from,
that's
we play
12,
we
19, 25, 27.
36. Yes, sir. So I'm gonna take 15 from you, and it's 50. You get your cool 100. So you need 40 to win.
Where my money, yo?
You need to hold your man. You worry about money. What?
Bird, where my money at?
You should have called at 5. You'd have still been scoring.
Where my money at, man?
I don't know where your money at.
That's the deepest of the game. Remember that.
So I need to play defense,
dog? Ooh-wee.
Give me, man.
Since the game was locked, we're going to start back off with Big Six.
Okay.
15. So he liked that.
He can't play. 15.
Give me a blue. Give
me a We got some Laker fans in the house.
Oh, definitely we got Laker fans LeBron in the house.
All day long.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I was going to say, you can actually adjust mine to just more of a LeBron fan.
That's all
Laker
I am.
Fan, right?
See, y'all see, that's the difference. Y'all LeBron fans. That's all I am. I'm a Laker fan.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I respect that.
Hey, but now I'm a LeBron fan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't wait to... I hate to say this, ship away all our young talent so we can get some real talent in there so we can win a championship, because it is what it is. It's about championships.
That's what has to happen, though.
And I like Lonzo. I like Kuzma. I like Ingram. But
one juggler got to go.
Somebody got to go. I like Rondo, too. Shoot,
they about
to
go.
You already know how LeBron works.
I want Kyrie now. Hey, what y'all think about Kyrie sending messages to LeBron? Now LeBron is sending one back.
They should have stayed on the same squad.
Well, that was on Kyrie, and he apologized.
He
just said he called LeBron and apologized.
Yeah, he apologized. I mean, you're going to join that bandwagon.
Because once you figure out, man, it's a lot of pressure to lead a team.
Mm-hmm.
And then... You went to a team with a bunch of cats younger than you, and you young.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't have – you're a dog at scoring. You're a dog at what you do, but you're really not a leader
at all.
You can't bring that locker room together and make them push forward. So
he
did
it
again. He got skills with that.
Watch it, boy.
He got skills with it.
Boy,
10.
My thing is they're going to get AD. That's what I want to know.
AD, that gonna be kind of
like
tough
it.
To get AD.
Why?
Because
he's a free agent. He ain't about to sign.
But he won't be a free agent this summer. You got a.
He got another. I thought he was.
No, he got another year.
I mean, I heard the other one to give him. Let him out by the contract.
Kawhi,
but I'm
Kyrie.
Saying, why would you keep a cat that you know you're not about to win?
Nah.
So why keep him another year and just waste money?
Yeah.
Because he one of the best, you know.
Like, okay, well, he not staying with you, though. It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
But
to watch him
this.
Walk out the door, you might as well get something for him.
When the Lakers tried to get Chris Paul from New Orleans, the league wasn't having that.
Well, that was back then. Man, they were rescinding trades a lot. They remember they took Juwan Howard from Miami, so it was a lot of trades that they stopped back in the day.
What you got, man?
like
don't tell him.
Oh, how much money in here? I don't think I'm supposed to tell.
That ain't how the gang.
Oh, that's not how the gang goes. That's what's up on Smoke Love.
Oh man. Smoke said he gotta hold his man. Shoot.
Five.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know what I'm doing, so.
Get your ass in the fuck.
Man, we supposed to have Smoke Love.
Oh, man.
I don't know what I'm doing. counting dots.
Throwing them out there.
That's it.
Winning.
It's funny because I had never played poker before either. Mm-hmm. These cats invited me to play poker, and it was kind of the same situation.
Poker, fine.
I started winning, and they was just like, you sure? I'm like, man, I'm just trying to follow what y'all said.
Hey, the first time I played poker was on a boat in Africa, and them boys, they was gambling, you know what I'm saying? So me and man, I got on that, put my money down and stuff. And I hate to lose to, so, you can tell, you could have told when I'd never bluffed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I was going in, oh, it's because I had something steep, you know what I'm saying? And I used to rack their money up. You know, because you ain't going to win every game. But when you win, better win big.
Yeah.
You try to,
put that lead out
there. Yeah. That way, when you lose the next 10 hands, you still good.
Yeah.
It's poker, a game of up and downs.
All right.
I never played poker, but I knew about it. I like chess, though.
You like chess? I like chess, too.
I like to play chess.
Chess is a thinking man game.
A 11-year-old girl taught me how to play chess, man.
Huh, bro?
Oh, she's a beast, huh?
Me and my it's Big Six.
Oh, okay. Six. This one go to here.
All right. I should let you play that.
Just did something with it.
A 10.
Shoot. Ooh, boy, it's crucial out there, boy.
I'm working with it.
Yes, sir. It's crucial. Why you played that?
Man,
you
got the wrong.
Why you played that? Man, you played that just for that
10. You remember the wrong
thing. You played that just for that 10.
How many balls you
got? I got 3.
I got 2.
No,
I got,
it's not locked up. I can play.
It's
not locked
up. I got a knock. I don't have anything. He didn't have anything. I don't have anything.
Oh, you played that because you just had that 1-6, huh? Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Oh, he done.
No. He got. I can play.
Stuck, man. That one over five.
I was gonna say that's six right there. Right.
That one over five.
You get five more.
Good boy. You want to see two, man?
Nah, y'all can't have that.
He can't have that.
Oh, they do. They just telling you if it is gonna hold your man, right?
Oh, now he talking.
You know what I'm saying? So, you gotta hold his man.
All right, I ain't nothing.
I need 25. Like, I need 25.
He gonna get his 25 before you get yours. Man, I'm gonna get mine. Get mine 50 before
y'all. You heard I told him, let's get this 25.
Same team. Ain't no playing teams around here.
Oh, man. Go on, get your cheap 10. 6'4 never domino.
I don't want that. I go like that.
All right. You can squeeze the orange for it. Nick 'em.
Yep.
I'm gonna cut him.
Oh, you gotta pass. Yeah.
Nah. I don't have to do that. I was trying to score, though.
If he pass, he gonna score. I ain't having that.
I wanted to score.
You know, I ain't got the name, Flo.
Because this man put them twos out there. I know he,
Say he put them twos out there.
Yeah, I know he, working with something to try to chop my head off. So I'm gonna get low.
Get low.
To the ceiling.
There you go.
To the wall. Mm-mm. Oh, speaking of sports, James Harden. Man. This man is crazy. What Harden is doing is historical. But boy, he's a fouling old fool, boy. Golly, Harden be throwing that elbow. Harden gonna get you off him.
Get off him, then.
He's a backup.
Get off that boy.
Mm-hmm. With them points he putting up, man, shit. The only person did it like that was Wilt.
Yeah, I never really watched basketball, man. I'm always doing something. Like
always
that.
In your head.
Yeah. Only thing I was able to watch last year was college football.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. Speaking of that, Clemson put a whooping on Alabama.
I wanted them to win. I just wasn't expecting them to win like that.
Nah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, they living piece.
I got Nick Saban back on that. When they had that man doing all them interviews and stuff right before the game and all that stuff, they threw that man out of his game. That wasn't like a Nick Saban coach team.
He ain't gotta
play.
He ain't gotta play.
I was hoping that the quarterback would have went to U of H, man.
Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Oh, he man. Jalen went to Oklahoma.
But the only reason why he went because your boy left. That man. Dude would have stayed, he wouldn't have won.
But think about it, Oklahoma got the last two national Heisman Trophy winners.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle and Baker.
Ooh, what if he go there and win the Heisman?
I think he will.
Oh, man, that'd be crazy.
Man, crazy for that coach. Boy, that's a bad man.
Really?
That's a bad man. If he can get Jalen, because right now they talking down on Jalen, talking about he can't throw the ball right and stuff. You know they always got to find a reason
why
a brother can't be a quarterback, but then all of a sudden draft day and this dude come out of left field from nowhere, threw the ball three times, and they want him to be first round pick. You know what I'm saying? Like a Mitch Trubisky, you know? But, like, man, Kyler Murray, man, they don't want him to play football and baseball. I think he should do it. He can be better than Dion.
He'll go longer in baseball, of course. You know that.
Man, I think every kid should play baseball. I think we naturally talented to play baseball.
Maybe if
you got the hand-eye coordination, you can make it. Speed is there.
If he was, like, a little taller, then I would probably think try both.
No, I think he can. You sound like them
I'm just
them execs up there.
I'm not taking nothing away from him. I'm just saying, you know, playing football. How tall is he? 5'10"?
To play baseball.
So San Diego, he said, yeah. Pick up that baseball and do that all day and play get baseball. That money.
Double money. One without no salary cap.
But like Kyler said, man, he been doing this all his life.
Well,
playing
yeah.
both sports all his life. Why he can't do it now? You know? I just think he gotta be in the same city.
Yeah.
You know? If you play for the Oakland Athletics, I think you should play for the Oakland Raiders. That way you can get to practice, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Why not the spinner?
Oh, I can't do it on the spinner.
It's a spinner too.
So
now.
It's this one?
Yeah.
I'll see. Now. I wish y'all would explain that. Yeah. I could have been playing something off of that.
Are you talking noise, man? Oh,
yeah, you only need.
He said it'd be half explained to me, man.
It's Floyd.
You need 15 to win. Don't count your chips. Don't even worry about your chips. I'm holding you.
Okay.
Shoot.
Okay.
Man.
Y'all know how dominoes go when they get down to that nitty gritty, get real quiet. See, you got to start counting, see if it's still out there, see if the man gonna bust your head and stuff. See, like right now, I don't want to take this money. Man.
Ain't got no money.
Huh?
Ain't got nothing.
You probably don't, but you probably do.
Ain't got nothing.
So I ain't trying to see either.
Probably do.
Anybody knocking?
No, he ain't waiting on you. He put them on the old folks, got stuck at the board.
He worried about nervous. What I'm doing.
You nervous.
Put that on down there.
You nervous.
Reach on around. Reach on around. Come on.
That's a good play.
Yes, I need you to go there. Shoot. Yeah, my brother-in-law about to get 15 and close this podcast out.
I don't have it.
What you down, man? About to close it out.
You down, man.
Shoot.
I wish. Wait a minute.
Smoke say,
Wait a minute.
But hold on, now.
What going on here? Oh, this got real ugly.
Now you good. I know what you got over there. Yeah, you sitting good over there.
No, this got real ugly.
I'm with it.
I just said it got real ugly.
Wee.
Oh, it got real ugly.
So let's make it uglier.
Oh, it's
super
ugly.
Come on.
It's locked.
You sure?
It's locked.
It's locked. Because I was going to hit that.
What you got?
Good luck.
Ooh, what you got? Get it here. Give it here. Give it here. That's a quick 30. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. 31 spots.
Lord Jesus.
He said, high bone we all had. Man, shoot. Hey, I know I won't go turn them five.
High and shit.
One of them old folks moves.
He high and shit in his beard.
Hey, if I was cheating, I'd be winning. You know what I'm saying? Catch me on some Monopoly, then you might say I'm cheating or something. You
know? Hey, y'all go y'all eat.
Uh-oh, y'all don't let me come back. Y'all better get on and get it over with. Big Six?
I don't have it.
All right. You got it, bro, man.
Huh. She all right, dog.
Tell her we about to get it over with.
She got no choice. Who gonna win his hand?
I ain't worrying about who win in the hand, who gonna win the game.
How much is that?
Three.
Three.
I got these boys playing right now.
All right, let's see what's going on here. Nick him. Don't cut him.
They boy playing right now. Hey, get my boy some money over there. He got that 50. He need to get over 50.
Now he trying to talk about money? Smoke money over there. Yeah.
My
50
right quick.
Five.
That's right.
Hey,
nickel. See, you have way more money if you ain't count five.
Y'all be messing me up.
Ten.
Uh-oh. The train is leaving the station.
What do you need?
15? He need five.
Five.
Did I stutter? He need five.
Got 145 right there.
The blood over there selling his soul to the devil.
Because I passed him, I'm selling my soul to the devil.
All right.
You ready to know it?
Oh, man.
Hey, when you wake up in the morning,
you're
faced
right
with two things, good and evil. Yeah. Sometimes you choose evil, sometimes you choose good, you know what I'm saying? He done passed too.
Yeah, I got to.
Oh, it's over.
Ten.
That's that's a brother affair. That's all that affair.
Man, hey, if you know Domino's, this man is holding me. There's no way possible that I can work my mojo and make him win.
Oh, it's right.
Impossible. I can't. I can't do it. I got 1 6. The last 6. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't I not hold that? You know.
Smoking hell,
man. And I'm holding you, bro. I'm holding you. I told you I was gonna hold you.
Yeah, sold it, sold.
Yeah. I told you I was holding you.
Anyway.
What? Next. We talk about next. You want to play another game? Nah,
I want to officially announce my retirement from Domino's. I want to officially announce my retirement from Domino's. Thank you very much.
Like I said, everyone, beginner's luck is actually a thing.
I'm out.
I've seen it done on Blackjack in the casino.
This is turning to my retirement press conference.
Next time we come here, man, you need some dice, dog.
Oh, God. I know.
People start fighting with dice, man.
Man,
we ain't playing for no real money.
Dice. We go to the casino and roll some dice. I don't like to lose on dice. No, man. Dice, you losing money. Every.
Oh, it's for real money with dice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dice, man. I done seen, man. I seen friends fall out and never be friends no more over dice. And, that's great. It's
one
it.
I never played.
Be too serious with dice.
So I used to play it in high school in the bathroom.
And the winner.
You fighting?
Nah, we didn't fight.
It's cars carry, boy. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You win or you lose.
Just one lucky joke.
What about like when people say if you win, then you just try to leave? Y'all just like,
ooh, man, somebody will probably try to kill you. The people in dice, people feel like, you got to give me a chance to win my money, man.
I mean, how long does that last?
That's
what I'm saying. Like, what's the rule on that? If I win and you say I got to stay all night?
You got to stay. I'll give him his money back. Man, people be crazy on dice, man.
The people I've played with back, because I did in high
school. So if you walk in and win everything in 10 minutes, they expect you to stay for 2 hours so they can
If nobody else got no money, then everybody should disperse.
You damn near got to strip a dude naked for him to realize he ain't getting his money back.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to be careful who you play with, because some cats will try to come see about you when you walk away.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's what But that dice game is a serious thing. I had a homeboy got killed last year.
I got a cousin got killed.
Like, literally.
Last year.
Man, brain blowed out. That's a dice game.
Oh, a dice game.
Dice game. In Greensboro. So.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They was in the abandoned warehouse shooting dice.
I wouldn't do that.
Last time I ever had anything to do with dice, I had a cookout. Had some friends over. I was still staying in Louisiana. Had friends over. We partying all day. Madden. Barbecue, just having fun. Somebody pull out, they ask me for some dice. I hand them the dice. They started off in the corner by the front door, rolling dice. All day, we watching football, everything. They rolling dice. Next thing you know, they outside, shooting dice on the concrete. Mm-hmm. All right, bro, it's too late, Y'all got to go, blase, blase. So about an hour later, I get a phone call. Man, guess what happened? Man, such and such done beat the out of such and such for his money back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all roll here together and y'all got to leave. And now you going to jail because
that's
you lost your money.
I've always looked at it as a respect game. If you lose and somebody don't want to give you a chance, that's the chance you took when you got down and started rolling. So just suck it up.
But people be doing some dirty stuff when it comes to dice, like when somebody start losing their stuff, I caught that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't catch nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People try to put you in situations, especially when they losing, to make it a
what
cause
that mean? You just trying to take their money back?
Well,
that means it don't count.
Like the roll don't count, you know? So, like you rolling, and normally you grab the dice before anybody even see it or anything. You know what I'm saying? All right. But you might roll a dice, you roll a 7, you about to win. Oh, I caught that. No, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Then there's a whole argument, a whole fuss.
Yeah.
You know, got people on the side betting
so
and stuff.
I'm like, I still don't know what caught that mean. What's that mean?
It don't count. It don't count. These dice that you just rolled don't count.
You roll it, it's a 7, it don't count.
Yes, sir.
And just because one person said it?
Yeah. But normally, if I'm rolling,
but you get
it's
that
like,
straight before you even play.
Yeah, you know, like you can only catch 3 times or whatever.
Yeah.
It's rules, man, and that's a game that I'd rather not play.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who you play it with. You know what I'm saying,
bro? No, it don't. Man, I just see. Hey,
Think about Roscoe Jenkins. You see Roscoe Jenkins? Yeah. They were fighting over a dice game.
Yeah.
And I seen.
Every time I see stuff, I'll be like, what?
It don't matter who you with.
I don't.
It's mad about that money. Because when it come to money, people don't care who you is when it come to money. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And the person you roll the dice with, the side one, the side betters. Man, that's the main one.
My dad used to play dice, man. He once told me about it. He had a ring that had rocks in it. And he would take the dice, he had trick dice. He would hold them in his hand, and he'd shake it, and it'd be the ring making the click, 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 click noise. And he rolled it out, the dice got mercury in it. He put it on the side that he needed it to land on in his fingers. Every time. But it wasn't the dice that was making the clacking noise. They was locked in his fingers, so the mercury can go
down. So he didn't let nobody else roll with his dice?
Get out there and just hit.
Yo. Keep hitting and just
keep hitting, just take all the money. And he had a ring. The ring had like rocks in it. So when he's shaking his hand and people think it's the dice clicking, it's his ring. He roll it out there.
That's wild. Look,
man, dice. Ooh wee. But look, everyone.
Hot dice. Hold on, I'm gonna do this right quick.
I would like to thank y'all fellas for joining me at the Boneyard. It was fun. And like everybody know, you can't win every game. Because it's a full man game, you know what I'm saying? But I held my man, you know what I'm saying? That's all
lost.
I know.
Yeah.
Bro, man, you held your man?
Get to his brother-in-law.
I won every game I had.
Damien was holding my brother-in-law.
This is my dog.
All right, see? Just see Damien playing on that, you know what I'm saying? There's a smoke screen over there.
That's right.
On that.
Hey, you know? I have won every game I ever played, man.
Awesome.
If I lose to him, I'm not tripping, man.
Bro.
I lose to him, I'm not tripping.
Hey, I invited people in here that I didn't mind losing to.
Okay. Right. It's win family, time, man.
You know what I'm saying? I can't have nobody sitting at my table that I have to beat. I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah.
And he gonna show on his camera. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He looking at him like that. He don't want to win. You know.
No, I appreciate it, man. It was a good time. Thanks for inviting me.
Next time, man, we need to bring some chicken or something up in this.
Food would be nice. Food would be nice.
Calling people,
couple wings, some wing stops, stuff, little fries or so.
Yeah, we can't have no donuts, man.
Y'all hear that, right? So can I get some sponsors out there to get us some food?
Please.
Donuts, drinks, whatever, you know. Hey,
put their name at the bottom.
Sponsor the Boneyard, and I'm gonna run you an ad.
There it is.
But look, join us next time. Hey, I don't know who the guest's gonna be, but we'll see. Come play at the Boneyard.